KSL News Time, 4:49. Triple team traffic as you head home for Halloween. Ricky Meese has you covered.
We've got delays on the southbound drive of I-15. You want to tack on an extra 10 to 15 minutes due to these slowdowns to your typical KSL drive time. And those delays go from downtown Salt Lake City all the way to Draper. Northbound I-15 still stacked up and just slow from Bangor up to the crash at 80th South. That's still blocking a right lane of traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Stacked up and slow as well. That's from I-15 all the way to 7200 West. Andy Farnsworth.
And the West Belt having troubles as well. Southbound, as people get used to that new lane split at 21st South. You can exit at 35th. You have to stay to the right. I'm not sure everybody knows what they're doing there yet. I'm also seeing delays on I-80 from the airport over to 215 as a result of the delay going south. Over on 215's east side, prepare for slowdowns from the time you merge up from Foothill all the way down past 45th South. And Foothill itself slow from the U all the way to 21st South. Mark Jackson.
It's already a full house, I'm afraid, leaving South Salt Lake through downtown and headed to the North Interchange into Davis County on northbound I-15. Then sluggish again, Centerville and spots up to Kason. The worst of that stretch is going to be about Glover Lane headed up to Burton Lane. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.